Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We'd like to officially welcome the brand new president and CEO of the Museum of Science and Industry to Chicago, Chevy Humphrey. Chevy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, let me tell you, like a lot of Chicagoans, a lot of folks who grew up around here, we remember the Museum of Science and Industry fondly from field trips, and we like the way it has always looked, the way it has always smelled in there. There's something about it that conjures up childhood. So when I read about you coming in to run things and do some new things, I'm always concerned that you're going to change it too much. And what is your vision for the museum?
You know, I actually have had, actually went on a listening tour when I first got here, believe it or not, with COVID and everything. I've had over 580 meetings since I started January the 11th. And your comment is actually, I've heard it 95% of those meetings. And so I think that updating, making our exhibits more relevant, talking about the future of industry and careers, but keeping those beloved exhibits are key to my vision and strategy.
That's good to hear. You know, we like the baby chicks. We remember the fairy castle and the submarine. And unless you've kicked me out, I believe I'm still the voice of the coal mine.
Yes, we are so grateful that you are the voice of the coal mine. And we can't wait till COVID is over so we can open it back up.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It's a great story, really. You are the first woman to take the helm over at the museum. You were running the Arizona Science Center for 15 years, and you also chair the board of the American Alliance of Museums, the world's largest museum association. And I know one of the things you want to do is connect the museum with the community. How are you going to do that?
Well, I think a part of that listening tour that I've been doing is really to open our doors as a place to engage and connect and learn more. I want to create more of a welcoming, inclusive environment, but I want to break out of our walls and go and expand our programs in the community and be a true partner with communities where when they talk about science, it's MSI in their communities and MSI in Hyde Park.
The current exhibit, Marvel, Universe of Superheroes, is selling out every weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is a hit. You should see our guests are coming in costume, and they're just really loving the exhibit. It's going to be here until October 24th, but we do have some slots available during the week.
And it's about a lot more than just comic books, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot more about comic books. You know, every Marvel comic book actually has a code of ethics. It talks about, our team talks about, you know, can we really do this? Will this break the laws of physics? I mean, we're doing lots of interactive, exploration and demonstrations, and people just love it. And it's also about hope. I mean, we've been, you know, going through quite a bit with COVID. And this Marvel exhibit has given people hope to just enjoy their families and get out of their homes in a safe place.
As we mentioned, Chevy Humphrey was in Arizona for 15 years. And listen, let me tell you something. It is 70 to 85 degrees here in Chicago all year round, Chevy.
Yeah, that's what they told me when I interviewed.
Well, good to have you in town. We'll be following closely what you do with our great Museum of Science and Industry, and all the best to you. Keep in touch, okay?
All right, thank you, and I can't wait to open up the coal mine to hear your voice.
Thanks. Right. I heard there might be a format change, and you'd get a younger disc jockey in there, but I appreciate that.